Bosom Selector on 95BFM.
Yes, it's time for Bosom Selector, where we show you a little bit about the wonderful DJs across the programming here at 95BFM. And we've got a wonderful DJ, show host, in the studio.
Sorry, I just can't. I keep looking at Millie, like, staring, looking into the microphone, like, really deadpan like this, and I can't keep us. I can't stop laughing.
She's just having a moment.
Look, me just and love. Something happens when you and I hang out together.
This is a bit of a crazy combo, the two of you. I don't know if I can handle the energy that's in the studio.
It's a steady downward spiral.
Do you have ADHD, Millie?
Potentially, most likely.
Yeah, that's it, babes, that's it.
There's something I just can't put my finger on it.
Okay, anyway. Liv is the host of Wednesday Morning Glory, which is 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Here on 95BFM. They do a bloody brilliant show.
Oh, thanks, yeah. Rosie. That's so nice.
There's some awesome selections. There's even a bird segment, which we're going to talk about in a second.
Nice.
But Liv, do you want to tell us a little bit about how you came to BFM and what you like about doing the show?
Yeah, cool. Well, I'm going to be honest, guys, it was purely nepotism.
Nice. Nepo baby.
I'm a BFM nepo baby.
Awesome.
Because I had just moved to Tāmaki Makaurau in June, and I moved in with none other than Molly McLennan, the executive producer at BFM. And they were like, you should do a show. And I was like, I would love that. And nice. I'd already been like talking, like thinking about doing the show or trying to get in volunteer here.
Yeah.
And then Molly was like, just do Morning Glory. And I was like, this is the best day of my life. This is it. This is amazing.
We've made it.
But prior to BFM, like, you've been a resident of the arts community for a long time, Liv.
I love that.
You're a comedian and an all-round arts lover and performer. Is that an accurate description, would you say?
I would say I've been doing comedy for like 2.5 years now, but I dip in and out of it a bit. But yeah, I just had my show at Basement Theatre in October, which was mean, and this year's been a big year of I've done my show, like my debut show, like 4 times this year, so it's been a huge year,
massive.
But yeah, just always have Tautoko like local radio, and like I used to live in Wellies, so yeah, like
shout out Radioactive,
really love those fellas down there, and I think just. That's it. I was like, I'm going to say something profound.
Radio is awesome.
I was like, I'm not going to say anything profound. It's too early for me.
It's hard.
It's hard. We appreciate you coming up.
We do.
And you've chosen a couple of songs for us.
Yeah.
Should we listen to a track?
Yeah. So this first track is a poi track from Ngāti Rangi Wewehi Māori group, who are part of the Te Ao Arawa Iwi Federation, and it's called Māwaie. And I just think when I do my show, it's so important to play waiata Māori and play like kai waiata Māori as well, because you know, like Māori is, te reo Māori is the first language of this land, and like that should always be the first thing I play on my show every week, because you know, we just live in such fascist times with our government. I'm just going to say it. Like, we need to tautoko our Māori artists and our kapahaka and, yeah, just everything. So, yeah, this is an amazing song. I hope you guys enjoy it. And,
yeah, I do appreciate every time you start a show, it's just like, such a beautiful beginning to start with a waiata reo Māori.
I get the biggest smile on my dial when you boot up the show.
Oh, do you, Millie? Sorry, I'm being serious now.
I love it how you like go straight out the gate as well, and it's always a ripper, because when I used to do Morning Glory, the first 10 minutes were always me freaking out. Are they still you freaking out, or are you just locked in?
I think I'm pretty locked in. Yeah. I think because I'm like, having the waiata really grounds it. Like, I'm not Māori, you know, like, I'm Pākehā, but just, like, we are so privileged to have the generosity of Māori in this country, and so just to be able to like listen to these songs and access this music is just like, I'm like, that's really grounding for this, for me, and for this, for Morning Glory as well. So yeah.
Name.
Well, this is perfect. Let's have
gonna,
a listen.
We're gonna take our gushing off here and listen to Poi Mawaye.
Yay!
That's Poi Mawaye from Ngāti Rangiwewehi Māori Group, chosen by our bosom selector, Liv.
I am the bosom selector.
Ah, the bosom selector.
Come into my bosom. Actually, please don't.
Oh my
That's
God.
A no-no zone.
Can you poi?
No, I was trying to learn for ages.
It's such looks a beautiful like so skill, much
fun as well. I used to work in this office and... Shout out my workmate, Delena. She used to always be doing the poi, and I was like, teach me, girl. And then I was like, I can't do this. Like,
yeah.
It's so much skill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The coordination required is like, yeah.
When you watch like Te Matatini and there's like dozens of people and they're all
perfectly
in
sync,
I'm like,
I don't know how they do it.
You guys are incredible. You guys are incredible.
Yeah. We're talking about Liv's show, which is Wednesday Morning Glory, 10 a.m.
yes.
to 12 p.m. We were just talking off air about how it's such a great time because you get to still be with people as they're starting their morning, but you can ramp things up a little bit if you want to. One of my favourite things about your show is this new segment that we've got. Me and all my homies love Native Manu. Tell me about this.
Okay, so I just love native birds. I think since living in Pōneke and like being around Zealandia, the eco sanctuary.
So
shout out Zealandia. I miss you so much.
Yeah, me too.
And I think living in that city, there's so many native birds around. I was like, I just freaking love native birds. And I moved up here
And I was like, I like started doing the show. I was like, I know I want to do something with like native birds on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And just so happened that like my best friend actually moved home, and I'm like spending a lot of time with her and her family. And her dad is a doc, used to work for Doc, and has done a lot of like work with iwi around Te Motu Aotearoa, and he is really passionate about native birds as well. So I was like, rightio, Pete, like, let's go. So his name's Pete Tonda, and he's an absolute icon.
He's so lovely.
Yeah, yeah, he's such a gentle giant. And like every week we pick one native bird. We're trying to like get into the lesser known ones,
because everyone knows
about tui, kaka, kakapo, kiwi, kea, like those ones. But like we want to, like, we've talked about the Pipi Wharaurua, which is a shining cuckoo. That's the first one we did.
Oh, yeah.
And that was really special because, like, a lot of these birds, like, I've actually never heard about them either. So we're, like, learning along the way. Yeah, so
they hide those shining cuckoos. I saw one the other day.
Did you?
Yeah, I saw one. I think it might have been sick, you know.
Oh.
Because often you never see them. You hear them, though.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, they're awesome.
Yeah, they're so awesome.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, it's just been really special. And it's, like, I think it's helping me and Pete, like, connect with Te Taiao more. And I hope that it's helping with the listeners as well to, like, be able to listen to calls of the manu and then be like, oh, that's that bird. Because I think as humans we're so disconnected from nature, so we're not separate from nature, and I think living in the city we forget that. So I want to do this segment and help bring, you know, nature back into our, not that I'm solely doing that, me acting like this. I am doing this. No one else is doing this.
Step aside, greasy bus station pigeon.
Step aside, Department of Conservation. I've got this.
No, it's such a cool initiative, and it's a lovely listen as well. It's cool to bring those bird calls in as well. And I feel like, you know, like you say, bringing in some of the niche birds that we might not know a lot about.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, if you feel like you need to start prepping, start studying for the Bird of the Year vote, everyone.
Yeah, babes.
Wednesday morning glory, what time is
11
it?
11 a.m. every 11. Wednesday. And 11. Then, yeah, Pete and I just have like a kōrero about the bird, talk about like, I don't know, just it's like behaviours, what it looks like.
Mm.
Pete always is offering some fucking silly wisdom or something.
He's got some good hot takes about,
he does,
like,
have some good hot takes. Last week he said the bird was giving like Prada. I was like,
okay.
Giving like Paris High Fashion Week. And I was like, okay, Pete. Okay.
That's awesome. Oh, so cool. Thank you so much for being our bosom selector this morning.
Oh,
Liv.
Thanks, guys. This has been awesome.
It's been fun. Everyone tune in
a bit of fun.
To Wednesday Morning Glory with Liv, 10 till 12. It's a bloody awesome show. You can also catch it via the Beatcasts online.
Why?
Shout out to the Tuning Fork for bringing us Morning Glory.
Thank you, Tuning Fork. And do you know the Tuning Fork actually tuck me into bed every night as well?
Oh, that's really
and they
nice.
Make me a cup of rooibos tea.
That's so kind.
I love rooibos tea. Anyway, sorry, that's a side tangent. We've got one more song.
Yeah.
You've chosen a No Name track for us, which I thoroughly appreciate.
Yeah.
I really love No Name.
I love No Name.
You know, she's just put a new single out.
No. Oh my god, best day ever.
Yeah, I think there's new music in the works.
What was that voice that I just
best day ever. I think there's new music in the works for No Name. I'm a big fan.
Cool. Yeah, this is off her 2023 album. And I've actually forgotten the name of the album. But
Sundial.
And I love this album so much. And this song I had COVID last year, and I was so bored that I learned the rap, so
whoa,
I can rap the whole song.
Okay, do you want to just press?
Itty bitty titty committee, the world with me, your girl with me, and I don't even really like pussy, that's the homie. Stony
whoa.
Island, Carl Poseidon.
Yeah.
Oh,
my god,
okay.
Awesome. Is that No Name in the studio with us?
Sorry, this is the BFM Live to you with No Name.
Okay, we're going to listen to Namesake. Is this your favourite from the album?
Yeah, and I was actually like overseas last year, and I started singing this song to one of my other best friends, and then she started singing it back to me, and we were like, we both know the song. This is amazing.
It's like a Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna leave you with no name. Well, I mean, no, like Millie and I will be back, but we're gonna leave Liv.
Everyone,
bye guys. Thank you so much,
have
Liv.
Have a beautiful day, Tamaki Makoto. I love you so much, and thank you, Millie and Rosetta.
Tune in on Wednesday, Morning Glory with Liv.
You can tune in on Wednesday, or you can catch a B-cast if you really want to listen to one like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The world with me, a girl with me, and I don't even really like pussy, that's a homie. Tony Island, call Poseidon. Cry me a river, you could cry me a metaphor. Megaphone screaming out, dream about revolution. That pollution, same solution, socialism. They ain't really fucking with my niggas though. Off the grid, we just build a community garden. Off the grid, you could be a Martian around here. Settle down here, we could love. Chop it to the motherland and learn about what was. If the world don't budge, they ain't eat me out, sweetie. I wanna smile tonight, I only got one lap around the sun. And he going down tonight, yeah, yeah. So maybe I'm going down too. Yo, maybe I'm going down too. Yo, I never need no man. I got a little bit of love and a couple of friends. Picture me rolling up the bud in the South Sudan. Yo, I never need no. Yo, I never need no man. I got a little bit of love and a couple of friends. Picture me rolling up the bud in the South Sudan. Yo, I never need no name. Glad you came. We can stand in the rain, maintain a good life. We can fly plane tame. Same day the air strike down our rain. I ran into the house with a blunt in my hand. Let's smoke. I don't wanna see death no more. Let's fight. They got the devil hiding in plain sight. That's you, that's me. The whole world is culpable. Why complacency float the boat the most? I don't really get it. Y'all ain't really with it. All that eat the rich, tax the rich. Y'all ain't really doubt that shit. Bitch, if you want some money, you can say that. You deserve a payback. These niggas took everything. Let's go get that and take it to the hood though. Share it with community. We soldiers in plain clothes. Everybody got their role. Don't be a op. Everybody got their role. I'ma play mine like Scooby-Doo in a haunted house. I see the ghosts that they talking about. I see the signs. Reading between the line at the crime scene. I ain't fucking with the NFL or Jay-Z. Propaganda for the military complex. The same gun that shot Lil Terry out west. The same gun that shot Samir in the West Bank. We all think the Super Bowl is the best thing. Go Rihanna, go. Watch the fighter jet fly high. War machine gets glamorized. We play the game, do fast time. Go Beyonce, go. Watch the fighter jet fly high. War machine gets glamorized. We play the game, do pass the time. Go Kendrick, go. Watch the fighter jet fly high. War machine gets glamorized. We play the game, do pass the time. Go No Name, go. Coachella stage got sanitized. I said I wouldn't perform for them, and somehow I still fell in line. Fuck, I never need no name. I got a little bit of love in the memory lane. Picture me rolling up the bud. I don't play them games. Yo, I never need no name. I got a little bit of love in the memory lane. Picture me rolling up the bud. I don't play them games. Yo, I never need no.
That was this week's Bosom Selector on 95 BFM.